Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm not joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas. She's currently in the kitchen chopping a cucumber and a red onion and cooking Lennox fish sticks. She's in the kitchen barefoot, as a woman should be. But I went to Habit by myself, so I thought I would do a solo pod. So what had happened was Carolyn goes to a hair lady. Her name is Hazy Rad. Yes, that's her real name. Can we all just move on? And it's at the Texture Salon in Fair Oaks. It's not quite a half hour, 20, 25 minutes from where we live. So instead of being away from her for 3+ hours, we make it a big event. It's a big deal. Trader Joe's is right across the street. This is in Fair Oaks, California, on Sunrise Boulevard. So she go gets her hair did. I find some way to occupy myself. Sometimes her appointment is about an hour. Sometimes it's 2.5, which it was this time. And so I find something to do. I either go to Sunrise Mall and browse Spencer's and look at all the dildos they have. Did you know Spencer's has dildos? What the heck? You know, when I was a young man, a black light or two, a few wacky posters, but Spencer's is an adult bookstore now. Madness. But what I usually do is I find something to eat, I occupy myself, and I like to walk just because I have a ton of time, like 2.5 hours this time. And so I walk down the street, find something to eat. Last time I went to Nations, this time I went to Habit, which is just on the other side of Madison, on Sunrise Boulevard. So if you're south side of Madison, Sunrise Boulevard is Fair Oaks, California. And north side of Madison is Citrus Heights, California. I don't get it either. Geography, it confounds me. So first off, the app. Oh, it was Saturday. 11 was my wife's appointment. And Habit is just down the street, 5 to 10 minute walk. So I put in my order while we were driving out there. The app is confusing. Like it's not clear. It's not super easy to customize your burger. So I just let Jesus take the wheel. I let fate accompli happen. I just left it up to the universe and I took the default.
And oop.
So I, for one moment, I thought, well, I'll just walk in there and order everything. But I would rather put in an order on the app and then I don't have to go through the cumbersome process of talking to someone and saying extra this, none of that, and this on the side. So I put in order just how it came through the app, how they dress it by default. It opens at 10:30 a.m. We got there. We got out there about 10:45, 10:50. So I put the order in. The app said my order would be over or ready. My order would be ready just after 11. So my wife and I in the parking lot of Textures. How it happens is that we embrace and we say, no, we can't part. We don't want to leave you. I don't want to leave you. You don't want to leave me. Why are we doing this to ourselves? Why, God, why? And then we say goodbye. We say our goodbyes. So I walk down the street, walk into Habit. I'm the only customer in there. And lovely young gentleman, employee, says, I said, hi, I'm here to pick up an app order, Vince Nicholas. He says, oh, we're working on it. It'll be right up. What they have there, Habit has a pepper bar, a pepper.
And a oop.
They have a pepper bar. So it's like an olive bar at Whole Foods, which I don't get. And I don't get this pepper bar. But they have a selection of chili peppers, pepperoncinis, a.k.a. banana peppers, and jalapenos, a.k.a. jalapenos. I don't understand anyone who eats that stuff raw. I try to steer clear of banana peppers whenever it's on Sammy. Jalapenos, if they're diced, I can dig it. But these are Nice chunky slices of jalapenos and then chili peppers. Listen, I'm not out here on hot ones, okay? Sean Evans isn't asking me about how I grew up and what my favorite eats from San Diego are. So I was just like, no, bueno, not for me. My order was up in like less than a minute, super fast. And I was the only customer, but there was an employee there, a gal who looked to be on her break. She was enjoying her food, so I was like, okay, I'm cool by myself. I noticed that, so I'm sitting there and people start coming in. I noticed that when people come in with their heads up, it means they haven't put in an order on the app slash website slash DoorDash or whatever, DoorDash delivery drivers. Because when they walk in with their heads up, they're looking at the menu, which is placed high above. So people walking with their heads up, I'm like, oh, these rookies, they're so green. Put your order in ahead of time. Save yourself the heartache and pain. But me, when I walk in, I beeline straight for the first employee. I look him or her right in the eye and I say, online slash app order. And they say, thank you. Thank you. So we don't have to do the whole, would you like fries with that? What kind of Coca-Cola would you like with that? Blah, blah, blah. I ordered a bunch of food. Okay. Listen, it's Christmas time. It's the holidays. It's the holiday season. So zippity-doo and zippity-doo. I'm consuming a lot of calories. I ordered a lot of food. So order was up in less than a minute. Guy gave me two straws because I had a shake and a Diet Coke because I'm watching my weight, folks. Okay, let's not get crazy. But he gave me two straws and I thought, oh, that's cute. You think this order's for two people? Can I hug you? And so sit down, people start coming in. And so I got really self-conscious. I didn't want to take everything out because I ordered a burger and fries and onion rings and chicken bites. And I had a milkshake, and then I had a nice frosty beverage of Diet Coca-Cola. And so I didn't, and I had ranch, I had their spicy red dipping sauce, I had some barbecue sauce. So I took the burger, fries, and onion rings out, and then I left the chicken bites in the bag because I didn't want people to be like, wow, this fat boy's eating a lot at 11 a.m. What's wrong with this brute? And he's by himself. Loser, loser. Put the L on the forehead. Okay, so here's what I got. What did I get?
And a oop.
I got an order of onion rings with ranch. I got a coffee shake with whipped cream. I got a side condiment of something called spicy red pepper sauce. And then I got 5-piece crispy chicken bites with barbecue sauce on the side, and then I got a charburger meal, an original charburger meal with cheese that comes with French fries, with ketchup, and then a regular drink. And they got the soda fountain right there, so you can pick whatever. I picked Diet Coke. My total was $31.64. Did I spend over $31 on myself at a fast food joint at 11 a.m. on a Saturday? Yes, I did. Okay. I'm sorry, but I'm out here. I'm living my best life. Okay. So how was the food? The burger. It was fine. It's okay. It's not bad. It's good. It's decent. The pickles were really strong. I'm not a pickles guy, and when they can be overpowering, I'm just like, ah, get me out of here with these pickles. But again, it was difficult to customize or take them off. It was hard to specify in the app, but it was a fine burger. But for all the people out here who are like, In-N-Out versus Habit, Habit is better than In-N-Out. No. In-N-Out by far superior burger, but Habit, it was a fine burger. They do the In-N-Out thing where they wrap half of it in paper so you can keep your hands semi-clean while you're chowing down on it. I dug that. Overall, it's a perfectly fine burger. It's not outstanding. It's not bad in any way. The fried onion rings I thought were fantastic. Like the breading was light, but they were super crunchy at the same time. Oh, the onion rings were, and the onion rings and the French fries were fresh and hot and crispy and crunchy.
And a oop.
Fries, same thing, very good. Hot, yummy, crispity, crunchity. Fries and onion rings were really the star on the food side. The ranch, so they gave me a big cup. Normally they give you the ranch in the little cups, but they gave me my ranch in about the size of two of those little cups, so I could dip the onion rings in there. I hate it when, like, you got some ranch and then you got some onion rings, and then you try to dip the giant onion ring into the tiny little itsy bitsy cup of ranch. It's no bueno, no bueno. Same thing with waffle fries, like a Chick-fil-A. You try to dip it in their tiny little sauce cups. What am I doing out here? What's going on here? Why are you making this difficult? The spicy red pepper sauce, outstanding, very, very good, very yummy. Had a decent amount of spice, a little bit of heat, but it was good. Perfect complement to the ranch. Chicken bites, I'm not gonna review because I don't want my mom to know that I ordered all this food. So officially not reviewing them because in my, as far as I'm concerned, they didn't happen. But if I were to review them, they were fine. They were frozen, you could tell. They don't bread them there. Freshly fried. And that's fine. But I didn't need them. I don't know why I ordered them, to be honest. And dipping them in the barbecue sauce, it's exactly what you expect if you buy like some chicken tendies, frozen chicken tendies from Tyson or whatever, and then throw them in the air fryer or toaster oven or whatever. Yeah, never, never again, never again. Coffee shake was good. I didn't get a ton of coffee flavor. They could have upped it on the coffee flavor, but in terms of shake creaminess, yumminess, it was pretty much a vanilla shake with a touch of chocolate shake in there, but it was outstanding. The whipped cream was really good. It was an excellent, excellent shake. Going back to the ranch, it was thin. I like a thicker ranch. So I would dip a fry in there. I would dip onion ring in there. And then when I pull the onion ring out of the cup, 60% of the ranch just slides right off. It's like, oh, you wasted all this yummy ranch. It's too slippery, slippery when wet, like the Bon Jovi album. So my beloved coworker, Richard Beeson, who I adore, every weekend we send each other pictures of what we're eating, where we're dining, when we go out to eat. And I sent him a bunch of pictures, but I didn't send him pictures of the chicken bites because I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. Just like how I didn't want to take all my food out of the bag right away. I held back on the chicken bites just because I don't want him to know the real me. Okay. I'm trying to hide. Overall, my meal was over 2,700 calories. Yes. But I walked a lot. I walked a lot. Okay. I walked from one side of Madison Avenue to the other side of Madison Avenue. Okay. I didn't walk that much. I got like 4 or 5,000 steps. It was fine. It's the holidays. I'm living it up. My total was $31.64. Another thing. Yeah. So tipping in the app, the default was 20% to tip in the app. And I thought, what? I mean, they're handing me a bag, and yeah, it's good service. Because when he handed me the bag, he explained everything that was in there. He's like, there's a ranch in there, onion rings, and da da da. Went down the list. But 20% I thought was steep. But you know what? Food was quick and it was good. And the lovely gentleman who I dealt with for 45 seconds, they were n some nice fellows. So I tipped $5. And when I did, the guy, one of the guys, he said, "Hey, thanks a lot. We really appreciate that." And I said, "No problem." I think it was being a fake, a little fake, but It's okay. We're all a little fake, aren't we? So after that, I went down to See's Candy. So See's Candy took over a former bank. Like the building was a former bank. Like, remember those back in the 80s, those banks that were two stories on the corner of a busy street? See's Candy took that over on Sunrise Avenue. But it only occupied a small, well, the actual customer-facing part of See's Candy was just a small part of the first floor, but whatever. It was, but the black and white decor taking me back to my youth. I bought some See's Candy for my mom because she is a big fan. She loves the See's Candy with nuts. She always used to eat it, like during the holidays when I was a young man. So I was like, I'll buy her a little box. And then I bought a sucker. So going back to my youth again, when we used to go to the mall, we were teenagers. We had no money, but what we could buy was a sucker from See's Candy because they were a quarter. And you would suck on that thing for an hour and a half because it took forever. It was yummy. It was good. So I bought a candy apple sucker, buck 25. I used to always get butterscotch back in the day. Candy caramel apple was fine. Could have kicked it up on the apple flavor, but the caramel was definitely there. It was a yummy sucker, and yeah, it took me like an hour to consume it, to like it's like the Tootsie Pop commercial with the owl that goes one, two, three licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. So then we did the Trader Joe's thing. I realized I'm over frozen pizza, y'all. There's never enough toppings, and the dough always sucks. Frozen pizza dough reheated in your oven is never good. And Trader Joe's had a pizza with fried pizza dough, and I thought, ooh, that sounds good, but no more, no more. If I never eat frozen pizza again in my life, I'll be fine. Also, I'm over sweet popcorn, okay?
And a oop.
Trader Joe's had a cinnamon roll or cinnamon bun inspired popcorn. I thought, ooh, that sounds good, but no. I'm over it. Vanilla popcorn and peppermint popcorn. It's too much, unless it's super fresh, just popped, like at a street fair. Kettle corn. I'm all about that life. But in terms of the sweet bagged popcorn, no more, never again. So I came to those two conclusions. No more frozen za, no more sweet popcorn.
And a oop.
One more thing is that Quick Stop, so which is an off-brand gas station spelled Quik Stop, their gas was $4.05, and just across the street at the Chevron right there at Sunrise in Madison, gas was $4.79. I'd never seen such a huge disparity in gas prices. 74 cents difference. That's nuts. Arco is usually 20 cents, maybe 30 cents cheaper than your Chevron and your Shell and your 76. But 74 cents blew my mind. But as Arnold Gonzalez's brother Jerry used to say, that's dirty gas. So we used to drive around, and we'd want to stop. We need gas, and we'd want to stop at some low rent mom pa lower socioeconomic gas station, but it was super cheap. But he would keep driving and be like, no, that's dirty gas, that's dirty gas. Okay, Jerry, I get you, bro.
And a oop.
So yeah, overall habit was good. I was absolutely embarrassed and ashamed about how much of a loser and how pathetic I am to be eating 2700 calories all by myself, like a loner, at 11 a.m. at the Habit. But I don't, it's fine, I guess. It's fine. It's fine. Right? Alrighty. Well, that's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try a little harder. next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for See's Candy. We don't have a promo code for See's Candy. By the way, I got my mom a bunch of nuts, chocolatey stuff. So what happened was, the See's Candy lady, super nice gal, you can buy a pre-made box or you can pick and choose. But there's 70 different See's Candies there. So I said, hey, gal, just give me your most popular nut candies. And she said, okay. And I was like, cool. Well, that was easy. But then it goes into, do you want dark chocolate, milk chocolate? I don't know. Caramel? I don't know. Almonds, pecan, walnuts, peanuts? Your most popular. Just give me a pound of your most popular. Ended up being $18. And that's fine. And I'll be sending it to my mom, who's going to find out about this from listening right now. So spoiler alert, mom, that's your Christmas gift. And then she asked me, what kind of packaging? Red, black and white, gold? And I was like, I don't know. Make a decision. I went with the red. Holiday, yeah. But I wanted her to like just do, because I get confounded by choice. I freeze. There's too many See's Candies. I wanted her to make it as simple as possible. She could have done anything, but she kept asking me questions. Nougat, not nougat. Chewy, not chewy. I don't know. Please just do your best, See's gal. But yeah, it was through that place, all up in my fields, all up in the mall, North County Fair, which is owned by Westfield now. Who owns like all the malls now? But yeah, fond memories, suckers. Sees my mom. All right, and that's the end of the show. Okay, bye-bye. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, I may have eaten nearly 3,000 calories and spent over $30 on myself, by myself, on fast food on a Saturday morn. But I'm still a good person, and we're still good people. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for caring. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day / night.
And a oop.
So just to recap, addendum. Let's see. Onion rings, bussin', coffee shake, bussin', spicy red pepper sauce, 10 stars, 5 stars, whatever the best is, 4 stars. Crispy chicken bites, miss, mid, average, meh. Their charburger, their original charburger with cheese, fine, perfectly fine. French fries, bussin', and then Coca-Cola. Oh, I got Diet Coke, as I said, watching my calories. I was fine. That's what I walked around Sunrise Boulevard waiting for my wife. Was hadn't her hair did for a 2.5 hour appointment. Okay, that's it. Bye bye.
And that oop.
Ooh. We got chicken.
Is that crispy, juicy chicken?
I can't eat no longer.
And that oop.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
My wife is here, Carolyn. So you were in the kitchen chopping up a red onion and a cucumber, and at my insistence, barefoot. But let's review what we ate, what we got from Trader Joe's, and what we enjoyed. The gnocchi was a huge miss.
Yeah, sadly. Opinion.
Yeah, it was like, it was just gloopy.
Mushy.
Like, just a bunch of cubes of mashed potatoes. No good. Was that the dryer?
Yeah,
it was just. The promise of gnocchi, and it's fun to pronounce gnocchi.
I know.
It's fun to say. It's a good time. But it's not good.
It's a mushy mess.
It's all promise, no payout. Frozen pasta with pesto and cherry tomatoes was bussin'.
So good.
Like the tomatoes were super sweet. Pesto was good. Yeah, that was a good time. And then the garlicky noodles also same. Could have appreciated a little more garlic.
Yeah. Garlic. They're good though.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely very yummy, very savory. And then you turned me on to something, honey. It's called palak paneer. It's an Indian frozen dish. Have you heard about it before? Did the box appeal to you?
Yeah, I've heard of paneer before. I've seen it on the menu at Indian restaurants. Mm. And I don't think I've ever ordered it, though. Mm. But Trader Joe's has a really good frozen food section for their Indian foods.
Yes.
So I've gotten before the lamb, vindur. I've gotten the...
And a oop.
So last time I went there, I tried the palak paneer. It's just... it's the paneer and like a green sauce. That's all there is to it, but it's so delicious. And yeah. If you dip some naan bread in it, it is just top notch.
Yeah, it's described as spinach and paneer cheese, seasoned with a bit of curry and chili.
And oop.
Palak paneer is described as spinach and paneer cheese, seasoned with a bit of curry and chili. First off, the appearance is off-putting because it's a very, like, seaweedy green liquid, like, very dark green, kale-like green. And then the white chunks of paneer cheese, it looked like tofu, and I was like, what's up with this? But it was mad bussin'.
It's so good.
We got the naan. We were dipping the naan. I would equate it to like an Indian pesto or something, or an Indian chimchurri. But yeah, it was super good. And then the Taiwanese pancakes.
And a oop.
And then the Taiwanese green onion pancakes. Talk about how you prepare them, honey. Because they are frozen, but you still need to cook them.
You put a little bit of oil in a big pan over a medium flame. Mm. And then you put them in and just... cook them on each side, flip it when it gets a little bit brown and toasty.
They come out greasy and flaky, crunchy and crispy, and they're so
good.
Freaking good. We've eaten it with butter. The other night we ate it with the jalapeno artichoke dip,
yeah,
which was outstanding.
We also often eat it with bruschetta, which I love.
Bruschetta, yeah, Taiwanese pancakes. Big win. Alrighty. Well, is there anything else from Trader Joe's? The naan gnocchi was a miss.
The frozen naan bread at Trader Joe's, don't sleep on it. Go get it and eat it and be happy.
Right. Throw some butter on there. Dip it in the palak paneer and you'll have a good old time. Okay. Bye.
And a oop.
Hi, folks. Addendum. 6:30 a.m. Thursday morning. Everyone is asleep. Luna's awake. But besides that, 50% of my family is asleep. I'm drinking a rock star because I'm a rock star. A few things I wanted to mention is that inside the habit, they were playing Steve Winwood, Valerie, which is still a banger. You could go with Higher Love. That's a good song. Roll With It is a fun romp, but Valerie is arguably his best song. Valerie, Call On Me, I'm the same boy I used to be. Boom, bump, 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 bump. By the way, as of 2 days ago, my wife and I had no idea what that song was saying, especially in the chorus. We just... But I wanted to get the lyrics and look up, see who sang it. So I Googled Same Boy I Used to Be, Steve Winwood, Valerie pops up. I'm like, oh, that's what he's saying. Valerie calling me, Valerie. Mind blown. So what differentiates the habit and their namesake signature char burger is charred onions. They describe it as our award-winning burger. It's 100% fresh ground beef char-grilled over an open flame. That's true. It's over an open flame. You see the smoke coming out of the top of the building, like at Burger King. You see smoke. You're like, are you cooking burgers or did you pick a pope? Topped with caramelized onions. That's a differentiator. Crisp lettuce, fresh tomato, pickles, mayo, and cheese on a toasted bun. I'm a big onion dude. Love onions. So once a week, Carolyn, my wife, my lifelong friend with benefits, if you know what I'm saying. Just kidding, Alan Fisher. She buys a red onion once a week, chops it up on Sunday, and then she uses it. She throws some of it into our salad. She throws it if she's cooking something. But that's like my go-to on nights when we both go to the gym and all that. And I fend for myself, or as she calls it, grazing / free-for-all, which are terms that her parents used to use when they just kind of said, do whatever you want for dinner. When it's up to me, I do. Like last night, I had a ham sandwich and I reach into the Tupperware of chopped up red onions and I grab a fistful of chopped red onions. I plop it right onto the batch of marinades on my bread. And that's my ham sandwich. I go to town and there's too many onions always. The onions are cascading off the sides of my Sammy, but I'm an onion enthusiast, you could say. So the Charta and like In-N-Out, because In-N-Out does grilled onions too. Yeah. They always say grilled onions or raw onion. I always get the raw onion because I like the crunch and they're just more potent. Grilled onions are kind of metered down, low-key. But Habits charred onions, they're there and they're fine. But the pickles for me really just drown out everything. Like I said, next time, no pickles. They also do tempura green beans, which my coworker Lenore Washington suggested I eat. Vegetables at a fast food restaurant. Miss me with that. And I didn't get a tray, so the lovely Habit employee put all my food in a bag because he thought I was getting it to go, but I sat there. So he put it all in a bag, and I almost got a tray, but then I was like, no, because then I can hide the chicken bites, and I don't have to put all the food out in front of me, so then I won't be shamed for being a chonky boy in front of all of my fellow patrons. I'm back on track. Okay, like seriously, it's gotten out of control. I've been keto. Been keto for 6 hours and 37 minutes now. I tell you, it's a lifestyle. It's a way of life. It really is. It's a holiday. It's the holidays, and I've been eating a lot. But I definitely, new year, new me. Okay. It's not January yet, but something needs to happen. But I'm fine. We're fine. It's all fine. I will get back on track. Going to Carolyn's mom's on Christmas Day, which is a Monday. And I got to go to work on Tuesday. Carolyn was smart and took Tuesday off. I could take Tuesday off, but I'm going out there, and she's making ham, and then come home. Wife is going to make some ham, so it's going to be a romp and good time, but I look forward to it. So that's it. Take care, friends. Bye-bye.